Welcome back. You're listening to Phil Pozderek and Positively Unconstitutional. And today, we've been talking about duopoly of America. And there's just, you know, again, so many questions and so many deceptions and so much confusion. Who are we? Are we a corporation? Are we a person? Are we a sovereign? Are we a creditor? Are we a debtor? Oh, my goodness. Let's take another caller out there. I believe we have Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, are you with me today?
I'm with you all the way. I'm trying to figure out how to best explain all these different things. Anyway, can we first start with this? Could you prep us for, with URLs on your page for today's show each week, so that we will know what we're talking about? Because I think that'll help get us all up to speed.
All right, I'll make a point to try to do that.
And could you try to get the other people on the shows to do the same thing? Because that would really, you know, zip us along as far as comprehension. Okay.
All right.
Next issue. You talked about Mark Dice doing that thing about the First Amendment. That man is brilliant. I think that his resistance manifesto is the type of thing that we need to simplify. The problem is that if you go beyond the level of a pamphlet, the people's eyes glaze over. And I think this happened back in the 60s, which I was a part of, this whole silly New Age movement where they flashed images at us very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the function of that is to cut your attention span, because by changing the images so quickly, you have so much to reorient your mind to that it alters the way you think. This is pretty heavy stuff, but people don't see it. Anyway,
well, I follow exactly what you're saying, and one of the things that they've done, well, for instance, with this health care bill, it's 2,700 pages long. I mean, who's read it?
Well, that's another whole story. I'm speaking about the individual's relationship to understanding reality.
And what I'm saying to you is that, you know, reality, law is reality. And what we're being placed under, I mean, no one can absorb all these laws. 7,000 pages of Internal Revenue Code, 2,700
right.
pages, the new health care bill. You know, every law now is 1,000 pages. I mean, who has the attention span to read all this stuff?
Anyway.
And they're purposely shortening your attention span. I agree with you.
You're right. This whole thing of the, I really think that what we need, I don't know if I said this before on your show about getting Salente, Fitz, Chapman, and Max Kaiser together, sit them all down and say, let's write up a manifesto for the average person and break it down into the demographics of what we can each do within our own spheres to bring about the crushing of the banks.
And I almost did today's show on the Tea Party movement. And you know, they have a manifesto out there, and they've got their three you know, parts to their platform. And I've looked at it, and in my mind just says, boy, this is nonsense. You know, I mean, there's only one question, and the question all comes back to money. And
right.
as long as we're in this bankruptcy, and as long as we have only debt and no asset-based
right.
money, then we'll have no common law, and we'll have courts that are the collection system of the, you know, the receiver of the bankruptcy, and all property will continue to be owned by the state, and we'll all be slaves for as long as this system maintains,
now,
as long as it's here.
Could you possibly lay out the whole why we are still under the British thumb in simple URL form so that we can go to your site and find it and spread it? I mean, I think there's so much information out there that I find I'm bombarding people with stuff, and I'm trying to simplify.
And again, that's part of our problem, but we've got to go back to break right now, Leo. Hold on for 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional, and I want you to explore these things.
Thank you. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're speaking with Leo in Massachusetts. And I would love to get these things all organized to where, but I mean it's so overwhelming, and I suffer from short attention span, as I think many people do. And you know, I've started to consider, you know, is this something that they're doing to us? You're saying it's the media, and we know the media has been developed to control us psychologically. I know it when I turn the sound off, because often I'll turn the television on and the music will either, you know, lift my spirits or drag me down to where I'm nearly in tears until I turn the sound off, and then I realize how effective these people are at manipulating our emotions.
Well, in the 60s, we used to have this thing we did as dropout freaks, and we would turn the television on but leave the sound off and listen to music. And I think that was kind of a good thing, because it made fun of the value system that they're trying to push on you. Anyway, while we were off on break, I had this brilliant little bumper sticker mind thing, and I realized that we need to have this bumper sticker out there, and it should basically say four, five words: only sovereigns are truly free. And people don't understand the term. They think they're free, but they're not. And when they have the word sovereign, that is a new word for the most part in the general lexicon. Oh, excuse me, that's a vocabulary. and anyway, that's one point. Now, I want to get back to the passage of history. In 1913, we created the Fed, right? Now, if you're going to build something, don't you want to have your last fourth wheel in place on the car? Now, I propose that the Fed was the fourth wheel, because what happened right after the fourth wheel was on? We had World War One, and then 20 years later, we had World War Two. Now, we all want to blame, like you say, the Jews or the Vatican or the Crown, but the truth is, from what I've been able to deduce from history, is it's all three of these donkeys working together to create a conflagration. Now, I think the telling point was Dunkirk. You know what happened at Dunkirk, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you play chess at all?
I have been a chess player in the past. I haven't played for many years, but
when you have a chance
I do enjoy
to grab the
game.
Queen, do you grab the queen?
Absolutely.
Well, Dunkirk was the queen. And they let it escape. And then what did he do? He went around, turned around, and zipped back and started attacking Russia. Hess dropped into England in an airplane. I mean, this whole thing is so fishy. It's like the Zionist Jews who control Britain told them, no, you're going to let those guys go. We'll give you some money. Go attack Russia. The Vatican... The Jesuits are up to their eyeballs in supporting Hitler, and this is proven with pictures. You know, I mean, World War II is our selling point when we have to prove to the people that it was a total fraud. And this is what we're not getting this through. They still think that we were fighting against the Nazis, you know, the terrible Nazis, but you know. The whole thing is a giant setup, and people don't get it. They just don't see that, and that's where we're going to be screwed up, because until we can get people to see the setups of the world wars, I mean, World War One is harder to prove. It's a little more complex. We don't have as much picture, not enough photography, but there's enough in World War Two to indict all these criminals.
And well, look at the current wars, and it's my opinion that, you know, war is our form of government, and the way that our government works is that it uses this war in order to pass the Patriot Act and the Terrorist Act and the Homeland Security Act and chisel away piece by piece, you know, at our rights and piece by piece at our sovereignty. And piece by piece, it disarms us. And piece by piece, it's ushering us into this one world government. And, of course, the more money that they spend, the worse will be the collapse when the currency collapses. And this is all part of the plan. This is how they will bring us into the New World Order, is a, you know, a total financial and economic collapse of, you know, all the central banks around the world hold dollars as a reserve currency. And once the dollar collapses, all the currencies will collapse, and all the central banks will collapse, and there will be anarchy, and there will be martial law, and then people will beg, you know, just give us a sound currency, and, you know, let us do business again. Let us eat again. Let us, you know, have trucks rolling up and down the road bringing us food. The people will ask for it. And, of course, they'll be right there ready to supply it, the government.
Well, that's what they're hoping for. But if we have ourselves organized into, like you say, small blocks of community groups working together, that they're... The police and the fire people and the governmental people will have to go along with the people at large. See, the problem is that all these government bureaucrats, and I'm talking about the police and the fire department, they're sitting around enjoying living off the rest of us. And they're the ones that we're sort of paying obeisance to instead of demanding that they be our, quote, public servants. And this is where we're screwing up initially, and I mean, once we're organized, I mean, the people like Salente, Fitz, Chapman, and Kaiser have to get their heads together and say, okay, let's form a simple manifesto. I mean, I think that's the only way out of this.
Well, the only way out of this is again, and when we go back to the root of the problem, and always what I'm looking for is the root cause. What is the root cause? The root cause is money. And the fact that in the United States today, there's no money. The Federal Reserve Bank has stolen all our money. It's very simple. They've stolen all the money, and they've taken away the common law. And now all is statute, all is civil law, all is this uniform commercial code, all is this international law, and there is no common law anymore. And until we get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank and we get back to sound asset-based money, go look at your history. Go look at Rome. When Rome had asset-based currency before they started clipping the coins and they had a republican form of government, as soon as they clipped the coins and overthrew the asset-based currency and went to debt-based currency, they changed their form of government from a republic to a democracy. Same thing we've done here. And then we saw the dictators come. And, you know, my feeling is that Barack Obama is the first dictator. I mean, he has 66 czars out there that he's appointed. He has, a license for military action from the United Nations. He has no declaration of war. And they're spending the country into oblivion to make sure that when the system collapses, they'll be waiting right there with the new solution, the one world government and the one world currency.
Well, you know, the whole UN thing is another aspect that the crown helped create the UN, because then they have all these voting blocks of their ex-territories that, are now voting as part of this block with the crown. So the crown is really
using the term the crown. Can you define that term for us? Because I'm still a little bit confused on what people think the crown is.
Okay, the UK crown is basically the City of London Financial Holdings, which is controlled through the Khazarian bankers, Zionist bankers, intermarrying with the English nobility. So when you see these layers of control, you can sort of see the greater picture. And I think the problem is that in a very short, once again, bumper sticker mind way, we're trying to pin the tail on the donkey. Only thing is, we don't realize that there are at least three major donkeys, being the Vatican, the Crown, and the Zionist bankers, if you're going to separate them.
Well, and again, you know, this is what we have to get to. We have to get cut through the matrix and cut through the haze and cut through the spider web of interrelations here to find out, you know, who is our sworn enemy? Who is the one world government? Who is the one world order? Who are these unelected people who appoint each other from year to year in order to stay control and steal all our money from us all the time?
Well, I think the problem is that not just that they're trying to nullify and have sort of nullified the U.S. Constitution. I think the real issue of the monarchy is to nullify the Magna Carta, which is the first point where the monarchy had to back down.
See, my understanding is when King John in 1215 approved the Magna Carta, that this created a breach with the Pope, and that title to all lands of Great Britain were returned, a loyal title was returned to the Pope at that time when King John in 1215 accepted the Magna Carta, which was forced upon him by his barons and dukes and so forth.
Would you go down the rabbit hole with that one on your site?
And again, I don't have a site out there, Leo. I don't have a site at all. And I'm not in this for any commercial reason. I don't make any money for doing this.
Oh, I know that.
I've never made a penny for doing this. My intent and purpose is to get people to go out and start and research. And all the things that I'm talking about can be found at freedom-school.com. The problem is that there is thousands and thousands of pages there, and they're hard to navigate, difficult, they're organized in categories, but I mean, you just have to go in there and read it in order to find out what's there. And what's there is extremely powerful, and everything that I talk about here, I'm sure, is there and much, much more.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's the one that Jerry Kirk is on, right?
That's correct. Yeah,
I'll get off and give someone else some time.
Thanks for your comments, Leo, and we're going to go back to break here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I'm sleeping. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're here on our show this fine Saturday morning of April 10th, and we follow Govern America with Darren Weeks, and directly after our show comes Todd McGreevy with Common Sense Revisited. And, you know, I've been trying to show everybody how the country has deviated from its intended course. And we can see with what I just read about what the government did about incorporating the United States directly after the Civil War and creating the second-class citizenship of a citizen of the United States. And then, as Leo put it, you know, the Federal Reserve was the fourth wheel on the car that made it all work to where they could inflate the currency, create the bankruptcy, steal all the money, and then enslave us with their UCC filings and their straw man and all these great things. And yet Americans still fail to see how the plan is being foisted on them, how all this is happening. And it's, you know, it's through the lawmaking, and it's the kind of lawmaking, and it's who's making the laws. You know, for instance, we just found out in the health care bill that there's a hidden 6,000 man army, which is, you know, needed to enforce the health care laws, apparently, because they're so positively unconstitutional. And these laws that we're seeing, what they are is they're communitarian laws. And you know, this Sarah Palin was put in the last election to, you know, to to draw attention away from, you know, all this nonsense that was going on in the government and you know, to help to get Barack Obama, our first dictator, elected. And all these laws are communitarian laws. And most people have never heard of communitarianism. And so before I start talking about communitarianism, I wanted to define it so that everyone could understand what communitarianism is and how it works and how it's working and how what it's doing will be done before most people realize that it's even here. Now, communitarianism, this is a definition, is a collectivist philosophy that explicitly rejects individualism. And, of course, you know, as I've said many times before, Declaration of Independence says that government is instituted among men to secure our rights. Those are our individual rights. And that the Constitution is our contract with our state, which guarantees our individual rights. So again, communitarianism is a collectivist philosophy that explicitly rejects individualism. And I talked about collectivism versus individualism at some length, and I wrote a little speech about it for the Tea Party. And there's a new Tea Party coming up April the 15th, and I'm going to speak there again. And communitarianism does not merely relegate individualism to a subordinate position, but is openly hostile to it. It is an ideology of civic society, which is nothing less than one version of post-Marxist collectivism, which wants privileges for certain wealthy and influential organized groups, and in consequence, a renewed feudalizing of society. And so we can see that communitarian law is going to reduce us back to feudalism. That is, sharecroppers working on the plantation of the plantation owners. And that's what we have, is we have a country here that's a corporate farm, and we're the cows. And, I mean, that's how out of whack our system has gotten. So with that said, I'm going to take some comments. And I believe we've got Keith in Indiana has been holding for some time. Keith, are you with me?
Yes, Phil. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you on this beautiful Saturday morning?
Great, despite all the confusion you're talking about. But that is the root word of the word Babylon, and it comes from another root word, which means to mix. Our doctrines are so mixed up. You know, people are going to look in the world, but to say the Black Pope wouldn't be any more correct than to say it's the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, or the Round Tables, or the Institute for International Affairs. They're not thinking properly about this. We get our answers from the Word of God if we want the truth. You'll find the answer to who the enemy is in Malachi chapter 1 in the first four verses. Paul restates it that in Romans 9, that Jacob's who he loved and Esau is who he hated. He talked in verse 4 in Malachi 1 that they would return and rebuild the waste places. They were going to take the Holy Land. He said, they shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. The Pope is an Edomite, Ratzinger, an Ashkenazi, quote, Jew. They're not Jews. The biggest lie the Patriots are still suffering from is implying that the Sephardic Jews are Israelites. They're not. You find their name in 2 Kings 17, verse 24. When the Syrians took the 10-tribe northern kingdom in captivity, they replaced them with Canaanites from Babylon and Hamath, Kuthah, and from Sepharvaim. Now, if you go to IsraelElect.com, IsraelElect.com, and listen to the writings from Sheldon Emery and Comparé, you can listen to their sermons and audio. There's other writings, Emma Heiser. You can get the history of true Israel. Oh, boy, I hear the music, but I was going to tell you something important first, if I can hold over.
Yep, stay over the break here. We're talking to... I've forgotten your name. Keith in Indiana, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got to go back to break, but we're going to have more from him in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Welcome back. And we're speaking with Keith in Indiana. And Keith, you were talking about Israel elect, and you gave us some language from the Bible there, from Malachi. And you said you wanted to make a point before we went to the break. So here's your chance to make your point.
Okay. The faith is based on covenants. The first covenant is, the covenant it's all based on is Genesis 17, verse 7. He made an everlasting covenant with Abraham and his seed. Now, if you make a note of Hebrews 8:8, and Jeremiah 31:31, and read the verses after, the 8 to 13 in Hebrews 8, he tells us clearly the new covenants made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. These are all Israelites who are of Jacob, because Jacob is Israel. His father was Isaac, and his father was Abraham. And Abraham was a descendant of Eber and Shem and Noah, which makes them Adamic men. They're the Adamic race. This is the book of the race of Adam. Genesis 5:1, the generations of Adam, it's Toledot, the race of Adam. It's Adam's book and no other race's book. So they're off the foundation from the Abrahamic covenant. But if you just read Hebrews 8:8, Jeremiah 31:31, you'll see this universal Jesus. And I'll give you a verse. Here's Galatians 3, verse 8. This is how they corrupt the scriptures. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Well, you see, Abraham was preached the gospel. That was 2,000 years before Christ was born, more than that. But when they take, they say, well, God will justify the heathen. You see, that's all other nations. No, they don't know the history. the 10 tribe, northern kingdom of Israel, were divorced by God and counted as heathens. He said, I will not be your people. I will not be your God, and you will not be my people. That's what he told him in Hosea 1. They were dispersed. They were not lost. They grew into a multitude of people in many nations. And the other important thing to know is our history is so corrupt, we are not taught Greco-Roman Israelite history. We're taught as if the Greeks and Romans were not Israelites. They were. The Greeks were founded before 1500 B.C. by Israelites who came out of Egypt before the Exodus. Rome was founded about 750 years after the Exodus, but by Benjamites. They carried the sign of the wolf. You can see that sign in Genesis 49, and all that heraldry followed us into Europe. These false Jews, what's their symbol? Oh, that's right, the hexagram. The six-pointed star, the inverted triangles. That's sexual and witchcraft. That's the center of all witchcraft, heathenism, paganism.
Well, it's funny that the Masons have the compass and the also, which, you know, directly resembles the hexagram.
Yes. But
the compass of the square.
Read Nesta H. Webster's wonderful treatise on that's called Secret Societies and Subversive Movements. I mean, the book has 55 pages of bibliography about everything that was ever written about the Masons, from the Templars on down, Knights of Malta, everything. It shows clearly, I mean, this is 100%, quote, Jewish controlled, which means Canaanite, not Israelite. You see, if you look at every single central banker, there are all these false Jews in every nation. The book of Revelation, and I'm going to give you a warning about Israel elect, because there are many on there who are preterists, some that have no devil. There's lots of heresies, but as far as the foundation based on the holy and everlasting Abrahamic covenant, you read the truth on that website. Revelation is about a time period of 7 years. It's the 70th week of Daniel. The culmination of all prophecy is going to be fulfilled in a short period of time. There will be a one-world government, one-world economy, and a forced one-world religion. This is the time when the night cometh, in the last half of the seven-year time period. It's going to be unlawful to preach in the name of Jesus and have a Bible. And, you know, this is Talmudism. This is what's ruling the world. It's not. They're not stealing from us. In their law, there's nothing unlawful about stealing from the goyim, or killing them, for that matter. To them, we're the animals. We're cattle. You see? And really...
I just said that. We live on the plantation. We're the cattle on the plantation. And our owners can do with us as they please.
Mm-hmm. And that's why in the hate crimes bill, which is going to lead up to making Christianity illegal... It's not unlawful. Pedophilia is lawful. That's also in their evil, heathen Talmud. You can read a lot of about the Talmud. You know, you can get the Talmud Unmasked online. You can read about it on Israel Elect, too. There's another site, Kingdom Identity. But most of these patriots, they're still trying to hang on to this. Well, the Sephardic Jews, well, they're the true Jews. Well, that's a lie. There's about 30 to 40, I think closer to 40 million of these people who call themselves Jews. There's about 500 million white men who are Israelites who don't know who they are. And all these patriot pastors. You know, Ted Pike's teaching the same God that John Hagee is. It's universal false Jesus. Well, last thing I wanted to say is, have you read the protocols I recommended to you?
I surely have not had time to.
Well... Just in Protocol 1, you know, they got all these people following Ron Paul and Libertarian. You should read what they say about Libertarian in the protocols. I mean, they're just playing right into their hands. Our answer is to repent and return to the law, the true God, the God of Israel, the God of our fathers. We don't have any political solution in this world. It's going to exactly where the prophecy tells it's going.
I tend to agree with you, and the reason I tend to agree with you is, you know, how I kind of started this conversation with you about the communitarianism, is that we have a new kind of law being foisted on us. We have this new collectivism that is totally undermining our whole system of individualism, and, of course, you know, I think that everything that you're saying is absolutely right. That, you know, this was predicted in the Bible. And again, I'm not a biblical scholar. I've tried to be something of a constitutional scholar. But when you say that everything is based on covenants, you know, a constitution is a covenant. And supposedly,
yeah, covenant's a contract. Right.
It's a contract. It's a covenant with our country. Well, how can we have a covenant with our country and be citizens of the country and then have the Supreme Court come out and say, as I read earlier, that the Constitution has no bearing on the people and does not operate upon the people? The people are not a party to it.
Yes. I think you might... I know, but you see, when you have bankruptcies involved, international law, kinds of clandestine things going on, I get so confused that anybody's theory is a guess. But here's one thing in the protocols. This will only take a minute or two if you got time. I mean, they got in the first protocol, they've got it broken down into subsections. This is, we shall end liberty. Section 25. Far back in ancient times, we were the first to stand among crowds of people and cry out the words, liberty, equality, fraternity. The people fell for our bait. They picked up those words and started repeating them parrot-like throughout the world. As a result, they have taken away the well-being of the world and the true freedom of the individual, which was formerly well protected from mob pressure. The so-called wise men of the Goyim, the intellectuals, could not make anything out of these words. They just cannot see that in nature there is no equality of freedom, that nature herself has established inequality of minds, characters, and capacities. They never stop to consider that the mob is a blind thing, and as such can only elect leaders that must be as blind as the mob itself. And even if the mob does manage to find someone intelligent, that person wouldn't understand politics, as pointed out earlier. Goyim don't take any of this into consideration. Thanks to dumbass libertarians, the words liberty, equality, fraternity have spread to all corners of the earth. These words installed peace, quiet, and solidarity throughout all Goyim of the earth and thus weakened their strength. As you will see later, this helped us to our victory. It gave us the possibility of getting our hands on the master stroke, the destruction of privileges and power of their royalty. That royal class was the only defense the Goyim had against us. On the ruins of the eternal air-based aristocracy. But what they're talking about here is the monarchies of Europe for many centuries after Christ were all descended from the royal house of David. These were Adamic men of the family of Israel, of the tribe of Judah, of the royal house of David. They corrupted the bloodlines. You know, you can go through the British monarchies and you can actually go back to even before Christ on those. When Jeremiah brought the daughter of Zedekiah, Tiatatha, to Ireland. And you can find this history on IsraelElect.com. But you see, they had to destroy where our real power was in God-ordained government. The problem with monarchies is not that we have a monarch, it's that we have monarchs that didn't follow God. David would have been a good king to be under, and he was, if we had a man like David or Hezekiah or Josiah. But see, that's all been lost now for centuries.
This comes back to the comments that Jerry had with me on Thursday night about being a sovereign. And, there's only one sovereign, and that's God, is what Jerry pointed out to me. And,
you're talking about Jerry Kirk?
I am talking about Jerry Kirk.
Okay.
And, we have to be careful with our P's and Q's because... You know, the court is minding every tittle and every dot and every period, and we're out here thinking that words mean one thing, and they're giving them special meanings and creating these codes and statutes and running over our freedoms with them, and we have to be vigilant to protect what little freedom we have left.
Yep. I got to tell you something, though. Now, Jerry Kirk gave out his phone number. I called him up. I had about an hour conversation, of which he did most of the talking, but... You know, I don't care how much you know about civil law, how well you've done in coming out of the system, how free you think you are. Without the truth of God, you know, we're lost. You know what this man, Jerry Kirk, told me? He said, you can't trust the Bible, you can't trust Paul. Paul's a false apostle. I said, well, if you can't trust Paul, you can't trust Peter. He said, oh, you can't trust him either. I said, well, what do you think the Bible is? He says, well, you can't find it in one. You got to use several, and then you need several other books to come to the truth. This man is so lost, he can't even see his nose anymore in truth. He is way outside. He's turned to the left hand and the right hand. We're in the time of the great falling away that Paul talked about in 2 Thessalonians 2. He said the wicked would not be revealed until there be a falling away first. This man is so lost, he does not understand the holy and everlasting Abrahamic covenant, so he doesn't have the foundation of faith. He doesn't have a Bible he can trust. He hasn't done any proofs. He doesn't understand the terms of law as God gave them to us. Precepts, commandments, statutes, judgments, ordinances, and covenant. Covenants are law. So
and
don't...
I appreciate your opinions, and I can't decide on either of these. One thing I do know about Jerry Kirk is that he's willing to admit when he's wrong, and in our conversation, he's told me that you know, he's been wrong before, and he, like I, and I'm sure you, we're all searching for the ultimate truth that we know is out there, but there's so much disinformation, misdefinition, mistranslation.
You're right.
Intended obscurity, you know, plausible deniability, I think is what they call this whole straw man scam, you know, whereby they steal all your rights and appoint these other things to you. And so, you know, if we take a look at any one thing and we say this is an absolute truth, you know, I haven't found it yet. I haven't found that one absolute truth.
No, but when we're thinking in a world,
I agree with you on many things, and that the law is based on the biblical text. But you know what the law is today is dependent on who is interpreting the biblical text and who is translating it. What languages? I mean, I read just a few paragraphs of the Bible that was translated four different ways by four different Bibles, and you know, they have totally different meanings. They make the meaning what they want it to be.
Well, let me just say one thing about that. If you follow Bible translations and the Catholic Douay Rheims, the Latin Vulgate, these are all part of the King James. You know, there's very little difference between the Geneva Bible and the King James, despite what they try to say. And yes, there's a false Geneva Bible out there on the, but you know, there's basically, English is changing and God kept up with it. You go back 400 years, you know, we've still got the truth because it's from the original manuscripts. You go into all the Bibles translated from the 1880s till now, they're from the Alexandrian manuscripts. There's only about 45 of them and they're corrupt. There's over 5,000 that went into the original real Bibles. This is all part of the New World Order with Westcott and Hart. And even, you know, some Bibles, you know, the Fair Fenton, they're still Westcott and Hort. And that's why some of these Israelite pastors are so off base on what they teach. Some teach there's no devil. Some teach all prophecies already fulfilled. I mean, they're so far to the left and right. But I'm talking about Jerry Kirk because he's throwing out the testimony of Paul. Paul's the main teacher of law to us, Israelites, who are under the new covenant. He used Paul to do it. This guy says Paul's a false apostle. I think Jerry Kirk's got his mind mixed up. I think Paul's mind was straight. His mind was renewed by his creator and redeemer, Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the flesh. And so that's why I'm giving a warning, because he can do everything, you know, maybe everything he's doing in court's right, but that's all the world. And it's not going to stop this judgment. Now, one last thing. I went to the stupid Tea Party meeting. I finally got curious enough. The first thing they do is the National Socialist, you know, Pledge of Allegiance. Came from Bellamy, which is where the Nazi salute came from, too. You can go on the Internet and get the pictures of all the kids in the schoolroom doing the Hitler salute there, citing the pledge. Then they say, God bless America. I want to stand up and tear all the hair out of my head and scream, do you really think God is blessing America? You know, and then
well,
the lawyer.
We all know the Pledge of Allegiance is you know, the brainwashing that we live in a republic, that we're free, that we have liberty. And when in fact nothing could be farther than the truth. And you know, my biggest problem, to be honest with you, is that I'm so indoctrinated with, you know, this Pledge of Allegiance, this republic, this liberty, this freedom that we live in here. When we find out how we've been trapped in franchises and how all our rights have been stolen from us and replaced with privileges that can be revoked at any time, that we don't own our children, that the state owns us and our children, and I mean, it's absolutely diabolical. It's absolutely mind-boggling. How can this be true? And yet, as we find out the truth, I still can't believe it. And then I tell people that you can change your domicile, and they don't believe me. And they say, "Well, go ahead and do it first, and then we'll follow you." And of course, you know, I'm so indoctrinated to the system, and I'm scared. And everybody I talk to is scared of the system. They're scared that the IRS is going to come down on them, that, you know, they're going to take your car, your house. And, you know, I've just demonstrated you don't own nothing. You're renting it from the state for your property taxes and your registration taxes. And,
you know,
really is a diabolical plan. It really
look
is.
Look at the world. I mean, they've already discovered they've sold about 100 times more gold than is deliverable. You got like something like $5.4 trillion that needs to be refinanced, and nobody's buying the treasuries anymore. And this is all coming to a head in a couple months. I'm getting
money that you bring up money. That's where all this seems to go back to. Everything
in the protocols, they said we have to go.
But we've got to go back to break. Thanks for your comments. And you're listening to Phil Pozderek. It's Positively Unconstitutional.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And man, does time fly when you're having fun. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. And again, I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that directly precedes our show every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till noon. And Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited follows us every Saturday at noontime. And these people bring us just tremendous information consistently about all the problems that are troubling our country at this time. Our last caller made a great point. You know, is God blessing us now? Or, you know, are all the are all the evil intents of these diabolical conspiracies that we've been bringing to light, are they coming to roost? And is everything that we're seeing, was it forecast in the Bible? Was it prophesied in the Bible? One thing we can be sure of is that in 1932, the United States declared bankruptcy. And remember, the United States is a corporation, so they declared bankruptcy. And all our money was confiscated, so Americans no longer have lawful money. We have no asset-based currency with which to extinguish our debts. We have only debt, and we are debtors. And our debtor is a trust that's registered under the IRS trust number 62 in Puerto Rico. And as I told you, the IMS, or the IRS master file, is a file that designates your corporate activity. So your straw man is a corporation, and your corporate activity is listed in the IRS's master file, and you are responsible to pay all the debts of your straw man as his surety, but you are not in control of your straw man. And here's the two things you could consider: that due to the bankruptcy of the United States, all lawful constitutional money has been taken away. You have been stopped in paying your debts at law and have not paid for anything since 1933. You have never possessed lawful title to any property that you think you might own. You are compelled to perform private corporate codes and statutes with attached monetary penalty to fund government at every level. Considered another form of tax, your status has been altered to debtor slave on the federal or state plantation, and you are treated as such in some cases very civilly and in other cases very disrespectfully. If you cannot be free in control of what is yours, it's called slavery or involuntary servitude. You pay the fine, you pay the fee, you pay the tax, or you go to jail. Everything operates on a case-by-case basis, and there are no guarantees. Sorry, but that's the way it is. And that's the world we live in. And there seems to be there even a duopoly, because if you have lots of this debt currency, then you can have them interpret the law the way you want it interpreted. And if you're an average individual or, you know, a poor man, they will just run you over with 2,700 pages of law, as an example, for health care. And without a team of lawyers or $1 million to hire a team of lawyers, how can you defend yourself against these people? That's our show for today. I'm Phil Pozderek. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're out of time. We'll see you next week.
With recent